Blog Talk Radio. Is it all right if we just have a little church tonight? I know it's Wednesday night, but can we just have church like it's Sunday morning? Anybody believe God is worthy of praise tonight? Hallelujah. We're going to sing an old traditional song of the church tonight. Everybody just shout praise him. Come on, let's lift it up fire tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise him. That's it. Lift it up tonight, church.
Jesus,
blessed Savior,
blessed,
we declare that he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, declare that again, church, everybody. Praise. That's what we've come to do.
Praise.
We've come to lift up the name of Jesus.
Praise.
Hallelujah, yes we do. We praise. Call his name Jesus. Blessed Savior. Anybody know that he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. Come on. From the rising of the sun. The scripture says. From the rising of the sun until the flowing down of the sun. Hallelujah. Yes. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is.
Worthy.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is worthy.
He's worthy to be praised.
He's worthy to be praised.
Come on, let's say it again. From the rising of the sun. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun until the flowing down. Until the glory down of the saints. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is.
Jesus is worthy.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Worthy. Worthy. Come on, let's pray, everybody. From the rising of the sun. Yeah. Until the glory. To the glory down, to the glory down of the saints. At all times he's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy of glory, worthy of honor tonight. Hey. Oh, praise. He's been good to me. And I have no doubt he's been good to you. So he's worthy tonight. Yes, he is. Oh, Jesus. Call his name.
Jesus.
Jesus. Come on, let's come on and shift this atmosphere. Somebody call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
He is King of Kings.
Jesus.
And he is the Lord of Lords.
Jesus.
He's the everlasting Father.
Jesus.
He is the great I am.
Jesus.
He's the Prince of Peace.
Jesus.
Mighty, mighty is our God. Somebody knows him as a healer.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a provider.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a keeper.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as protection.
Jesus.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Salvation in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Whatever you need tonight.
Jesus.
I dare you, call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Watch the demons tremble.
Jesus.
Watch the devil flee.
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Every knee
him righteous. For me, he died.
Jesus.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Jesus.
He was buried in a burrow tomb. Stay there all day Friday.
Jesus.
All day Saturday too. Yes, he did. The more I call him,
Jesus.
Blessed Savior, blessed Savior.
My. He's worthy to be praised. I'll just think about how God had did some things for us, Reverend, that sometimes we don't even understand. But I'm so glad that he's so merciful, brother. I'm so glad that he is so awesome. You know, I was sitting here and I was just, you know, sometimes we just need to hear a little music, you know what I'm talking about, to understand the flow of the ministry, right? So I was just thinking about that song, man, that last one, because do we praise him enough? Do we lift him up enough? Are we truly lifting up God? Mm-hmm. And you know what? When we're playing, my wife sent me this here, man. She said, this is what she said. See, God don't promise days without pain. Hear me good.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do not promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, nor sun without rain. But he did promise strength for the day, comfort for your tears, and light for your way. But when she said me that, I'm listening to that song, man. You just start thinking about how God is blessing us. Because she gave it to me right on time, because my heart just been thinking about a few things as we try to grow in the ministry, right? As we try to increase in the ministry, but we start thinking about Scripture. You know, Scripture makes it plain for us, Reverend, that we lean not to our own understanding. You believe me, brother? The proverb is a beautiful proverb that we often quoted, you know, but there's some real stuff in that proverb, brother. There's some stuff in that. So deep in that proverb that we say it like a cliche, you know what I'm talking about? Because it's often been said that we're supposed to trust in. But watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit that's in this place. We ask you, Father God, to concentrate our mind at this time. So as we concentrate in our mind, Lord, let it be on you, Lord. If there's anything hindering us from praising right now, if there's anything hindering us to pray right now, Father God, remove the doubts. Move the heavy hearts, Lord, so we can come before you with thanksgiving, Lord. I really, truly believe when praises go up, blessings come down.
Mm-hmm.
So help the Father have your way, Lord. Bless who you want to bless, Lord. Touch who you want to bless, Lord. Lord, things are so busy right now. Folks are doing everything, but not the things of you, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you, put the things of you in people's heart, Lord. Lord, let them know that they just didn't wake up on their own, Lord. It was because of you, of your amazing grace, Lord. We thank you for the song again, Lord, for both of the songs, Lord. We believe when praises go up, blessings come down. So, Lord, we thank you for the written word, Lord. We just ask you for this as we come there, let us not adulterate your word, Lord. Let it be that it touch someone's heart, that they be able to lift up the kingdom, Lord. Then they could wake up and say, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. We are the temple. So, Lord, bless your temple, Lord, today, Lord. Enrich us with your power and your presence, Lord. Move in us, Lord, and hide us, Lord, as we stand before your people, teaching and preaching your uncompromising gospel, Lord. Move, Lord, in your people's heart that they have received in here, hard, Lord. There's a seed there, Lord. All we're doing is adding the water, Lord. But we know you do, the only one can increase it. So, Lord, in your grace, in your mercy, increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Reverend, I'm going to read it again, man. She said, God do not promise days without pain.
Okay.
Laughter without sorrow, nor sun without rain. But he did promise. But he did promise, right? He promised strength for the day and comfort for the tears. And I love this. All this go together. And light for the way. Man, it is a time that we need to stay in the light. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Stay in the light. Don't let nobody trap you in your own understanding. I just want to tap in on a few things, and I'm going to throw the book upside down. We quote this scripture, right? And this is the Holy Spirit. Watch, I'm telling you, it is the Holy Spirit. We quote it and we quote it and we quote it. We cliche it to death, right? Because people don't believe in it. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Somebody know where I'm at now. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And this is what he said now. I'm almost through when I do this here. And lean not unto thy own understanding. You know, when I do that, every time I go, I hear people throw it up at you. They can quote it. Man, even a babe can quote it. You know, they can put it out there. But boy, are you listening to the words or are you reading?
Mm-hmm.
He said, trust in the Lord. When do you trust in the Lord? Only when it's your favor. Sometimes I just read a while ago, there's going to be some rain. There's going to be some discomfort time in your walk. Can you still trust in the Lord? Are you I'm talking about in thy heart. And then look at this here, Reverend. Don't learn about nothing. Just lean not onto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now watch this, Reverend. If you follow the Lord, if you keep your hand in the Lord's hand, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, don't you know it's going to, even when you're up or when you're down, he never changes. He never changes. Mm-hmm. We change because we are emotional people, but God stays the same. That's why I love how he does it, because he reaches out for us, but he don't force himself on us. Help me, Holy Spirit. He allows you to just do what you want to do. Have your fun. Do what you call fun, right? Live life to the fullest. But let me tell you something. When you dare, please acknowledge the Lord. When God's speaking to you, don't look like that fool and be like this. Look what he said. The ways of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearken unto counseling is wise. That's Proverbs 12:15. I'm going somewhere with this. And when I say this, because God wants us to, when someone talks to you, I don't care how long you've been on here, God can use someone to speak to you. And when they speak to you, the Bible said, be aware of a stranger. You might be entertaining an angel. You know, somebody, I didn't got to a point that I got it all. Trust me, if you got to that point, you must be looking Jesus and God face to face. Because no man, not one of us, not one, I don't care how scholar we think we are, ain't none of us can stand before God's presence without his love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because who is his love? His love is Jesus Christ. Well, that might didn't work. That didn't work at all. That might, them do no little scripture, just, you know, you can probably hear them. But he said, watch this here, Reverend. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are, look at this, your ways my ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me help you. One to thank you, God. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. When he's trying to let the church know, you have to be humble. You still learning. If you when you seek not to get counseling, if you seeking not to get the wisdom of God, you finna be on a crash. You finna fall real hard and real quick. Yeah. And I love this part. Why do that? Why when you hear God's voice and you turn the other way? You turn the other way, and it kind of brings me to something I wanted to expound on, and then I'm going with I'm doing this here, Reverend. I'm just going to expound on it. We're going to get back over here, but I want to back up with it when Jesus was talking to the people, and let me tell you something, Reverend. There's going to be some time that people are going to want to hear you.
That's right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Right. There's going to be some time. The people is not gonna want to hear you. You know when you're trying your best and you're trying your best. Jesus has fed the 5,000 and 4,000 people, right? He has fed them. I want to be. I'm over here in Mark, right? I'm over here in chapter 8, right? But I want to read something to you and this ask you for your prayers. When I read this here, because Jesus was trying to express to the guys, he already blessed one, he could do it again.
Yes,
and
sir.
I thought about how the Spirit of God moves when he moves in our life. Look what he does over here in Mark 8. In those days, the multitude very great, having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because they have
yes.
now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting, watch this now, to their own house, they will faint by the way, for they divers of them that come from far. And I'm going to tell you something. When Jesus, after he was preaching and teaching 3 days, if we tell you we're going to hold you over 10 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes or 15 minutes or 10 minutes or hours, and before you leave, we don't want you to leave. We want to feed you. You know, then we want to give you something to eat because, you know, we know you got a long journey. Jesus looked at these people, and he had so much compassion because they sit there and listen to him for 3 days. And Jesus didn't want to send them away. Help me, Holy Spirit. He knew they had a far travel to do. And doing this, this is almost like a fast. They leave it weak in the flesh. But Jesus wanted to feed them. And he had compassion over them. I don't know about you. I'm glad he had compassion because he could have did something different. But he wanted to teach the disciples to have compassion for his children. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He didn't want them to be saying, well, I don't, I done, send you on. Some minister do. They just, you know, there used to be a time in a lot of churches, after service, they feed you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They used to feed you after the service. Now they get in and get you out like callows now. You know what I'm talking about? They roll you in, they roll you out. Look what the scripture said. And the disciple answered him, for whence came a man satisfied the men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. Watch this now. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples. Look, he said, before them, and they sit them before the people, and they had a few small fishes, and he blessed it, and he commanded them to sit them also before them. So they did eat and were filled, and they took up a broken meat, and they left 7 baskets, and they had what eaten of about 4,000, and he sent them away. Now this ain't the time he did the 5,000. This is the 4,000. So this is the second time Jesus had done this. The first time it was 5,000, and it was one had five barley loaves of bread and two fishes. Mm-hmm. Now you see he has seven loaves, and someone has some fishes in it. And then he asked God to bless it, and God wanted to multiply so he could feed all the people who was there, because he didn't want to send them away, because he knew they had a long journey. And this long journey, he knew they were going to get tired. Help me, Holy Spirit. I like this. You know what I like about this? Have you ever been in a revival? Have you ever been somewhere someone's been teaching and preaching? They was on a scene right now, something they never have ever happened before. They have seen people literally eyes open. They have literally heard the dumb speak. They have heard people couldn't hear again. They have literally seen people have withered hand and made whole again. They have seen people will get spirit cast out of them, and Jesus talked to them spirit. They seen this, and it was so many of them, they didn't want to leave because they were so they just want to see what's next. What are they going to do now? We have never seen none of this other, and they want to be blessed. And God showed them, not just in that night, he's showing them he can feed them too. Help me, Holy Spirit. He can take a little bit and make a whole lot of, you know how your parents do when they were really was tight, money was tight. They'll take that money, be real tight, and they stretch that money to feed the whole house. And sometimes the mother and the father don't eat. Help me, Holy Spirit, because they want to feed their babies. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's a poor man will eat all the food, won't say nothing for his children. It's a poor man won't look out for his family and look out for his. It is a poor man. All that every man for himself. No. You supposed to let them babies eat. You supposed to let them. God gave you. He gave you them kids, so he wants you to nurture them, and not only with the rod, but he wants you to nurture them with the word. He wants you to cover them with the word, and as you cover them with the word, as you feed them the word, you also need to eat the word too, so you can be that light. Help me, Holy Spirit, so you can be that light. God wants us to see that he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and last. He was showing them some new things then, because they never seen nobody feed like this before, and with very little food. And they took up a fragment after this. That means they had what? They had leftover real. After he fed 5,000 people, you hear me? Now, when they count people, they count men only at this time. Then they count the women and the children. So then that wasn't including them. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you go back and look at it more deeper, you'll know that Jesus was helping the multitude because he didn't want to send them away.
Yes.
And then he said straightway into a ship with this disciples and came to the port of Damascus. And look what the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him and a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he said, a sight deeply, look what he said, in his spirit, I like this boy, and said, why do this generation seek after sign? Verily I say unto you, should no sign be given unto this generation. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. They looking for a sign. He then took seven loaves of bread and broke it and gave thanks to it and fed all them people. And he did what else? He took them seven and blessed them and fed all the people. They had some meat left over to eat, and they want a sign. Come on, man. I might be by myself with this one. They want the sign.
All right. I hear you.
All right. And he showed them that he took a little and made out a lot, and they still want the sign. He said, why do this generation seek after sign? Have you ever said, God, I want you to do something for me? Show me that you're with me. Show me this here and there. Don't you know God is looking at that, and he's looking at your faith? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's looking at your faith. And when he look at your faith, somebody said, well, you know, I want to know he's there. I'm going to tell you something. when God is really moving in your life, when God is really moving around in your life, trust me, you're going to know he's there. And you're going to know, you don't have to look for no sign, because you know what? Because you have him within you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus had to look at this, and he spoke to them, and he said, and he told them, this generation, how many are you looking at this generation today? They don't care. They accept everything. They accept everything in sight. I mean, everywhere you go, they just accept it. Let me tell you something. That's what we have teaching them right. Some of them get out the house and say, I ain't going to live like my mother, my father is. I ain't going to live this, and I ain't going to do this, and this. And. But them same mother and them father, the one who raised them and got them to the point where they are today. Help me, Holy Spirit. How many of you know they'll come back home?
Mm-hmm.
They'll be there alone. How many of you know they'll come back home? They'll be so grown, they'll be ready laying on your couch.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to tell them something. Yes, pray them tears is up, man. Let me look at this scripture again in verse 13. He left them and entered into a ship again and depart on the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten. Look what he said. Forgotten to take the bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. They got in there and they heard it and they left some food. They need some food on the journey, but they didn't bring but one loaf. Look at here now. And he charged them and said, take heed. Be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we look at leaven, we talked about that a few weeks ago, how leaven, how usually when people bake a bread, right, they take that leaven and they put it inside the dough we would call yeast, right? And then what it does, it gets on the inside and it makes the bread rise and it gives it moisture,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
So is you know, you got good leaven and you got bad leaven. But the Pharisees are one of the bad leaven, so they can get in the midst of one of us, help me, Holy Spirit, and speak something to us and have us going against what he was saying. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why you got to watch who you get to. Watch this now. Who you be listening to. You can't eat off of every table. You better be prayed up when you eat off of all these tables, because God is, if I'm going to say something, it's not very popular, that God is not the author of confusion. When you see confusion, you see the adversary. Now, understand when I said leavening and religious. When you look at these religious leaders, they were one that had leaven. Jesus told them to take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. So he speaks of something they can understand. You know what I'm talking about? So he's speaking the parable so they can understand. He's teaching them an earthly thing and trying to get them to understand a heavenly understanding. Can I say it again? He's taking an earthly thing and trying to get them a heavenly understanding. So he's taking them and giving them a spiritual thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when he does it, he said, when you look at these Pharisees, when you look at in O'Hara, they are like that yeast we put in bread. They try to get on the inside. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They try to get on the inside, and most of them were. They were religious. They are doctrine. They are teachers. But watch here. And they also were a hypocrite. They deceived, and they plan act.
Yeah.
But watch this here. And most Pharisees know how to carry the word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Know how to teach and carry the word, but it was so much that it was more like a what? Condemning people to the law that know that they even couldn't keep. He told them earlier about that when he told them about you can't keep what he said, honor your father and your mother. And you fall with that, but then you talking about washing your hands. You remember that rap? He told me, you're washing your hands. But I want to tell you, the Pharisees, when you see them, they know the word, and they know how to add to the word. Can I say that again?
Yes, sir.
They know the word, and they know how to add to the word. They are ritual people, ceremony, and they want to be so strict when they do it. Somebody said, let me tell you something. When you find someone, don't show no hope in their teaching, their preaching, or the teacher, you might be looking right directly at the Pharisee. But like he and she ain't never done. Now watch this now. If the person teaching and there's a conviction there, don't get it twisted with the Pharisee now. The Holy Ghost is supposed to be on side of you, supposed to be inside of you. So once you hear someone saying something, you're swerving down. Someone told them your business. Now why I try to stay here so wide? Because this is if you go back and study a little bit, you'll find out these are Sanhedrin. You got the Pharisees, you got the scribe, you got the Sadducee. They all come together and trying to find a way to force the law. This is where we at right now. Jesus said, beware of them. I had to take my time with that because I want you to know you can be around somebody, have good intention. You feel like they got the good intention, like they really want to do something good for you. And what's here? They're trying to set you up for failure. Help me, Holy Spirit, because a lot of this stuff is ritual. You know what I'm saying? They do it over and over, and it's circular, and it's materialistic people. And then look how they are. They still look at the Romans like this. They still look at the Greek like this, because that's countercultural people. They are leaders. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know but one way to teach this, y'all. He said, take heed of that and beware of that. Take heed of that, and because it's danger when you are spiritual blind in hardness of the heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can you get a little more step? It's danger to be spiritual blind in hardness of the heart. So when you hear someone helping you and you turn from that, you're not turning from the person. You turn from God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch what we do this. Let me tie this good. And he charged them and said, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned amongst themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. He was it. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, now watch this now. Why reason ye because you have no bread? He said, perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Having your heart hardened, eyes, having eyes and see ye not, having ears and hear ye not? Look what he said, and you have not remembered when I break, look what he said, the five loaves, 5,000, and how many baskets were full of fabric? Well, he said, it took up you. Look what he said, brother. Mm-hmm. Look what he said now. Mm-hmm. He had to take him back down and remember a lane. You know, I know you got that one loaf of bread, but have you seen it? Now you don't have no understanding. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Mm. There's some things that you look at in life and I look at in life, and you say, I don't know how I made it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got through all this here. And you forget, if you don't watch it, you'll forget that it was God. Got you through it. It wasn't your intellect, how you could talk your way through things. It wasn't your money. It was because of his amazing grace. And then he bring you back that statement my baby gave me, man, it kind of tied to the lesson, huh? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Can I read it again, Rev? Can I read it again? Mm-hmm. He said, God doesn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, nor a sun without rain, but he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tear, and light for the way. And same right here. Don't forget, you're going to go through something. I don't care how good you are. If you haven't went through something, if you doing it and nothing ever came your way, no tough time, no rough time, you might want to consider how close you really walking with the devil. Help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus was trying to make them understand. Do you remember the 5,000? We broke the 5,000, broke the bread on the floor, and look, and we had how many? He said, how many baskets full of fragments took he? That's what he told my dad. How many fragments you took after you fed the 5,000? That's what he told him. And look what he said. And they said unto him, 12. I better get through with this because y'all might not feel like this. Like I'm, you know, he said, he had them a question. He asked them, we fed the 5,000. Then Jesus asked them, he said, how many baskets you had left after this? And they said, we said unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets for the fragment took ye up? And he said, they said, 7.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus was trying to get them to remember what he did. What God had to do
Amen.
To make you remember what he done. Some of us probably got to go back a little bit. You know, Reverend probably got to go back a little bit. I can go back a little short mm-hmm. while. But when the last time God brought you out of something and did something, and then once you get yeah. in, you got in some a tight fit again, and in some kind of way, watch this now, you say, man, I know you did it for me before, Lord, but I need you again. You know what I'm talking about? You had
mm-hmm,
that kind of faith.
Mm-hmm,
but some people look like they God ain't never brought them over. Look like they ain't, he ain't never fed them. Look like he ain't never brought them out of the darkness to the marvelous light. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Somebody think they've been all good. But let me tell you something. You just one step away from messing up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And looking up to the king.
You're right about
he
it.
He told them, I asked you this question. Now you asked me the question. One, he told him 12. Then he fed the 4,000. He said 7. Now look what he said. And he said unto them, how is it that you do not understand? What you hear that? It's in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the book. I'm through with it now, but it's in the book. He said, now, we got on the ship, and I know y'all forgot all your little food and all that there. But let me tell you something, Reverend. He said, see, with you, it looked like a danger. But with me, I'm going to show you something. You got a spiritual blindness right here. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You got a hardness of the heart right here. You looking at a materialistic in a corner mind. Help me, Holy Spirit. And not seeing and understanding the provision he have done prior to this, Reb. Prior to this, Reb. Prior to this. That's why he said, watch the unleavened, the true, and the false doctrine. Because, Reverend, watch this, Reverend, because there are some hypocritical behavior the saints out there now. They so hypocritical.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All this, what you say, I'm telling you, once God then delivered you, and once God then gave you, you won't fall into a spiritual blindness no more because you have the Holy Spirit in you, and it shouldn't dwell in you at all. Let me say that again. It shouldn't dwell in you at all. What you mean by that? You should have faith that believes God can make a way out of no way. You should have enough scripture in you writing that you know that not that just someone and told you, but you've been around the scripture long enough. Is it anything too hard for God? Help me, Holy Spirit. Is it anything too hard for God? If it is, you serving the wrong God. Watch this, Reverend. It's been a while since we've been on this scripture here, and I'm gonna run out the door when I do this. I say I'm gone, then. Old John over here. You been over there, John? Over here? Look what John tell us, man. John like talking to him. Look what John said. Now, you hold this in. He said, let not your heart.
mm-hmm.
He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Hold up for a minute. He had to let him know, I'm not lying to you. Same way over here. He said, you don't understand. But now over here, he said, don't let your heart be troubled, my brothers. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house, some translations say rooms, but I'm going to just read it out of the King James. He said, many mansions. He said, if it was not so, I would have told you. Don't just light up that realm. Over that way, they were struggling with the eating. They don't know how they're going to get fed. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. But it's not in a transition to a spiritual thing, Reverend. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, help me, Holy Spirit, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Watch this now. And whether I go, you know thy way. Oh, come on, man. Come on, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, where I go, you know the way. See, we can't be ignorant no more. Let me do that again.
Yeah.
We can't be ignorant no more, man. We know too much now, brother. What I mean by that, because he took us into light one day. Help me, Holy Spirit. He put us in that light, brother. And he started shining that light on us. And he said, keep reading. Keep reading. I want you to eat my word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Jeremiah right.
said, when you eat it, it's like delight. It's like rejoicing when you're eating the word now. See, the closer you get to God, the more you read God's word, and the more excited you get in the word. It's just a tingling feeling there. Because you know what? Because you know he turned you around. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He turned you around.
Amen.
He didn't leave you to yourself. So what he did, he said, look, let me do this again. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know the way. Thomas, oh, help me. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know thy way? And Jesus said, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I am. You remember that, brother? I am. Right? I am. That's what he said. I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come unto the Father but by me. I don't know what they come up with. These different religions that we all say the same God. But I find out ain't but one way to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's through who?
That's
Jesus.
Right.
He said, if you have known me, That's a twist there now. If you have known me, that's a twist there, Reverend, you should have known my Father also. For what he said, for henceforth you know him and have not seen him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. hey, you come here, right? And you say you know the Father. If you knew the Father, you'll know me. Now, since you have not seen him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, he allowed me to come in your presence. He allowed me to come down to 42 generations, and so you can see me. I am the Messiah. What are we doing, Reverend? We're waiting on the Messiah till he come again. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I'm saying is here, Reverend, Lord, he's going to come with a lot of people. I asked a young man, I need a little time one day. Give me a little time one day, and I want to say something on this platform, and I want to let them know that the Messiah is soon to come. Oh, help me. You might be at the racetrack. He's soon to come. You might be driving down the highway. He's soon to come. You might be just doing your everyday thing, cooking, buying groceries, buying stuff, and he might come in a minute. The Messiah will come back, and when he come back this time here, oh yes, Lord. When he come back, see, we can't be like them at this time. We know the way. We believe in Romans 10:9-10. We actually believe in John 3:16. We believe in the scriptures so much because we try to live like he's coming today. Help me, Holy Spirit. We don't live like careless with our love. We don't take that love and be careless with it because we know one thing about it. The same God give it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the same God can take it. We don't want to be emotional with you. We want you to know conviction comes from the Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. For said, look what it said. Philip said, I'm almost home. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus said unto him, I'm in the book, y'all. I'm still in the book, Red. You follow me? I hope you follow me, Red. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And he that, look what it says, seen me, have seen the Father. And how sayest thou, look what it says, so us the Father. Believest not that I am in the Father, help me, Holy Spirit, and the Father, what is me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But what? What he said? The Father that dwells in
the
me.
The Father that dwells
what
he said, in
what?
Me. Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He do know what? The word. Believe
it works.
And I am. Here we go again, y'all. And the Father. And the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very what? The work's sick.
Work's sick. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it'll be on this beard. I got a witness here, man. He said, yeah. I got a little some fruit there you can beat, you can eat on, you can learn on. You know what? I think they forgot this part, too, Rita. They really forgot this one, Rita.
Mm.
You think they forgot this part of the lesson?
Oh, no.
They've seen everything, they've seen everything. Let me remind you what they forgot. In the beginning, was the word. I'm telling you this thing,
yeah.
Man.
Let me
talk to myself with this one. Then. In the beginning was the word, and what? Mm-hmm. And, what? Mm-hmm. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Boy, look at the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't no notes here. This is the Holy Spirit here. Though. He said the word mm-hmm. was with God, and the word was God, and the same was with God. These things but made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
In him was
life. In life was the light of man. Watch this, Reverend. And the light shining in darkness, and darkness was comprehending him not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can we mm-hmm. knit this thing together, Reverend? You just see what God just did. He took us to 1 John.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 1, verse 1. They were struggling about who is this king? Who is this
mm-hmm.
father? I had never seen him. I've been with you so long. When you see me, you see the Father. If you don't believe in me, believe in the works I've done in front of you. Help me,
mm-hmm.
O Spirit. Believe that I took a man and I took some dirt off the ground. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I spit on this clay and put it on his eye and told him to go wash in the pool and saloon. That didn't work. The man was sitting by the pool 38 long years, just sitting there waiting on the time to get in. Every time he wanted to get in, someone beat him in. And Jesus came over there
mm-hmm.
and talked to him. But they wrote this about that one man. But man, I wonder how many men's around that pool, how many women's around that pool, how many children around that pool, and Jesus healed. Help me, Holy Spirit. They only wrote about that
mm-hmm.
story there. But I bet you it was more than 38 years. I bet you it might have been some 50 years there. Somebody had been waiting to get in that pool. But Jesus told him to take up his bed and walk. They seen that, and they still ask him, who is he? Come on, I am.
Mm.
And my Father is in me. He said, but I love that part, Reverend. Because when you see me, you see the Father. If you don't believe in none of this, believe in the works I have done. So I say this, Reverend. That went on. Can I wrap this up? In a man, he went to Calvary.
Right.
Can I wrap this thing up, man? He went to Calvary,
mm-hmm.
man. He went to Calvary on a Friday, right? He went
all
up
right.
and healed, brother. With a crown on his head, help me, Holy Spirit, with the thorns and there were
mm-hmm.
2 inches long, and he pushed it in his head, and blood came raining
yeah.
down. And look what they did. That didn't work, Reverend. Can I back up just a little bit more? They gave him 39 lashes, and every time they hit him, flesh pulled out of him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Reverend? Now, watch this, Reverend. You might not get on board on this one, but he didn't make no excuse. He kept on going, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, he kept on going,
yes,
man. I'm by myself with this. I feel pretty good with this. And what they did, Reverend, they messed around as he was going up Gar Mountain, Score Mountain. As
mm-hmm.
he was going up Calvary, he fell down, Reverend. And he fell down on one knee. And I just believe in my little mind that when he fell down, he took a knee for all of us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because he knew one
yeah.
day we're going to have to get on our knees. Help me, Holy Spirit. He knew one day we're going to be burdened down with the thing and we got to get to our knees. So he had to be the example of the knee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He had to get down, and when he got down, Rev, and he looked down and he said, I guess it's time to get up, because somebody came by and helped him up. And as he was going up to God,
mm-hmm.
and they laid him down, Rev, what did they do to him, Rev? They took a nail, we call him spike, and spiked him in his right hand. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Took another one and spiked him in his left hand. Help me, Holy Spirit. Took another
mm-hmm.
one and spiked him in his feet. And Rev, you know what they did? I can imagine that man digging that hole. He was digging that hole
mm-hmm.
so Jesus could be able to be lifted up. He, you know what he did, Reverend? He allowed him to keep digging. He allowed
mm-hmm.
him to keep on going, Reverend. He allowed him to keep on going in the midst of this here. And he could have said, he could have sent 10,000 angels and stopped everything. But look what they did. Even the cosmic of the world, of the elements, it turned from night what day to night, and the moon started looking like blood, but he still lay there. And when he took his time, he could, I'm telling you, Rev, he could have said, the Father sent me some help, and would have came right then. But what he did, Rev, he let him lift him up.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me this little tune. I like this little tune, real. And put it in different languages so everybody can understand Greek, Hebrew, and Arabic, so they can pass by and read it, that he is the king of Jews. But one thing we learned about it, real, was here. I'm almost home, real. You know, one thing we learned about it, real, he said, if I be lifted up.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you have this, real. If I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. Somebody knows if it wasn't for him being lifted up, you wouldn't be here today. It wasn't because you didn't your ABC. It's because he hung on Calvary. And that didn't work well. They took a spear and pierced him in the side. And one of them Caesarean soldiers said, oh, my God. And he ripped the bell in the church. I don't know about the story, real. And he ripped the bell of the church, real. And he stopped it so men don't have to go to the priest. You can go for yourself, real. I can go for myself. Everybody on the phone, go to the Father. All you got to do is say, have faith and have enough understand. Be sincere about your prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he will hear you. So watch that, Reverend. They put him in his tomb on a Friday night. Oh, my Holy Spirit. You know what they did, real? He stayed there all Friday. You've been around the scripture a little bit, real. You know what they did, real? One day, he took off them dead clothes and folded them up. He folded them dead clothes up, man, and laid it there, man. He got up with all power within his hand. Somebody said, what does he do? He went out and told them. He said, God gave him power over heaven and earth. He said, go out ye further and teach and command people, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm in the book, y'all. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. He said, teach them to observe all the things I gave you, command you. He said, lo, I will be with you always. And amen. I don't know how I went with them, but y'all stay with me, though. Y'all stay with me with that one. Somebody been around the church, you know what I'm talking about. Stay with me with that one. I feel like my voice got a little stronger today, brother.
Amen.
I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank Him for the rapture, because He's coming back soon. He's coming from a church.
Yeah.
Well, spot and blah. You are that church. That's why He teaches, loves the Word of God, ministers, bishops, evangelists. We got to be careful with God's bride.
Yeah.
Because He's coming back for His bride. And when He come back for that bride, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, He going to ask you and I, what did you say before the people? And then you get real person, what did you say to my wife? How do you handle a wife? Did you handle a wife like I would handle them? Did you handle them right? Because you can't lie to them because they already know. So I leave you with this here. God love us so much that He's sending His only begotten Son down here. He said, whosoever believe in Him should have but eternal life. I don't know about you. He won't perish, but I don't know if you want to live an eternal life in. I want to live with Him. I don't want to be running this race like I'm running right now and be in vain. I don't want to be lukewarm. I'm so scared of the lukewarm thing. It's pitiful. I know that He'd rather have you hot or cold. So I want to be in the part that He wants me to what, always try to look up to Him. I'm not saying we're perfect, but I do say this here. You can't remove me from His presence because I love Him.
That's right.
I love Him much that when I want to do evil, He puts it in my mind and says, repent for that. Look how many times He heard their thoughts. And he answered them, and He counseled them, and He allowed them to speak it to existence, that He is the Messiah, is soon to come. He have came, and He coming back.
Man.
So if you ain't got on board yet, if you don't have a church home, if you don't have nowhere to fellowship, cause they open them back up now. You know, I beg the difference. You can put all the time in the racetrack. You can put all the time on the back line, put all the time on the gospel. But when are you going to give God some physical time? Help me, Holy Spirit. Some physical time in his presence. It's somebody when you've been in the church, Reverend. It's somebody when you're hearing the choir singing and you hear the preacher preaching and teaching this word. Don't mess around and be like old school. They got Sunday school. Help me, Holy Spirit. They get you ready for the service. That you know what you when you're hearing something, you've been taught to how to understand who you worshiping, who you living up. Because a lot of people worship somebody they don't even know. They don't even know, real. Don't even know him. But God, this is how God does it. He wants us to know him. He wants us to love him. So if I haven't said nothing today, I ask you to come to Jesus as you are. Don't try to fix yourself. If you struggle with something, come to Jesus. Pray for strength. Pray for his love. Pray for his understanding. Ask God to move you from this life to his life. Because there's a lot of people waiting on to die. But you can die in the spirit right now. You can kill that old man and start walking with the king right now. So when you get before him, he'll say, well done, my faithful servant. You was over a few things, but come on over here, little high. I will give you a minute. I'm about to give you this one here. I'm going to give you some. Reverend, I'm gonna send it to you. But I thank God how the Holy Spirit is moving, and I thank God for Sister Martha. You know, I see how you've been so faithful to us. I thank God how he always give us the nuggets you be giving to us, and I thank you. Don't never stop giving because we really believe in with your faithfulness. We believe in it because the door always been open for anybody. We never shut the door on nobody. Whoever said we shut the door, they lied. People might not want to hear certain things we say, but I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes families fight. Don't they fight? Sometimes brothers fight. Sometimes sisters fight. But they still sisters. Sir. They still brothers. And I'm right about it, brother.
That's right.
So I tell you this in love, man. Let God keep you. Let God hold you. It's my prayer. We often say this here, and we meant this. We love you, and you can't do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. Reverend, I don't know if you got that. Did you get that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Beautiful. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Better. Better by far. Praise the Lord. There's people who believe in the saving power of Jesus. Yes. And resurrection will be with him forever. It's been said, all's well that ends in heaven. Whether we live or die, we win. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians 1:21, praise the Lord. And she says, belief in Jesus' death and resurrection brings the assurance of life with him forever. So that's beautiful. Beautiful. And Martha, that's Philippians 1:12-26. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. Praise the Lord. Philippians 1:23. Thank you, Jesus. And she goes on to bless us with, oh, hallelujah, on a hill, far away, on a hill, far away. Thank you, Jesus said, think how agonizing the final sacrifice, his own son, think how agonizing it must have been for God to, thank you, Jesus. Sacrifice his son, his only son whom he loved, and he went through all that because he loved. He loved you. Thank you, Lord. If you wonder whether you are loved by God, you don't have to wonder any longer because God has already proved his love for you. Thank you, Jesus. He's already proved his love for you. If you wonder, just think on these things. If you ever wonder, God loves you. Yeah, think about Calvary. Think about what he did on Golgotha's Hill. The place they call the skull. If you're wondering, oh, hallelujah. On a hill far away. Think about that. That'll tell you of his love, his mercy, and his grace towards us. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful. Amen. Lessons from a toothache. Lessons from a toothache. Hebrews 12, 3 through 11. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons, as he does his son. When he chastises you, that means he loves you. He loves you enough to correct you, to keep you on that straight and narrow. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Hebrews 12:7. His disciples, though perhaps painful, is wise, and his touch is loving. His love. He loves us too much to let us remain as we are. Thank you, Lord. He wants to conform us to the likeness of his son, Jesus. Romans 8:29, God's purpose of love can be trust more than any of our emotions of fear. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's hand of the son. Of discipline is a hand of love. I'll read that again. God's hand of discipline is a hand of love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He corrects us that he may prove us, that he may prove himself even in us. If you say you love him, if you say you trust him, if you say you want to be holy, God helps you do that by removing the things that will hinder your witness, hinder your life design, hinder your purity in him. It removes him out that he may can dwell with you comfortably, that there yet brilliance may be shown and your word may be true in the name of Jesus. God's hand, discipline, is a hand of love. Amen. Beautiful. God's hand of discipline is a hand of love. Oh, he loves you so much that he don't want you to stay in the way that you're going, because it's taking you away from him. So he allows a little thing that can correct you. Oh, hallelujah. So when he wonders if he loves you, if he chastises you when you do wrong, that you may correct it and do right. That's his hand. His hand of discipline is a hand of love. God bless you. Thank you, Amy, for the beautiful nugget you gave us. A lesson from a toothache and on a hill far away and better by far. We thank God for these blessings. Because, oh, hallelujah, we allow more pain. It's a lesson in it. Oh, and we see it because of a hill far away. And after that hill far away, we are certainly better by far. God bless you. Keep you is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Belief in Jesus' death and resurrection brings the assurance of life with him forever. When you believe it strong enough, it calls for action within you. You know, some say, well, all I have to do is just believe. But when you really believe something, you follow after it. You believe when you go to work, you believe you're going to get paid. So when you do a work for the Lord, you believe there is payday. Payday is coming. Payday is coming. When you believe in sin enough to follow after it, payday is coming. Oh, in the name of Jesus. But when you believe in righteousness, so much is so to you, pattern your life after it. Payday is coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. Better by far. Praise the Lord. If there's something, thank you, Jesus. One understood in some, and the time is now where we can we can, if you push the one button, somebody, you feel you have a question on, or you might want to say thanks. You might want to raise your hand. You might want prayer for something. The time is now. The time is now. You can push the one button. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise Lord.
No, we can't hear you.
Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
No, we can't hear you. We can't hear you, man.
You know, I tell you guys all the time, I'm with you. Even when I can't speak, I'll be with you.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Where I'm from is a crazy place called Chicago. You know, we would have one thing to say out there. A word like we just heard. I don't think we would say, well, boy, he let his hair down today. And I want to tell him, brother, he actually let his hair down today. You know, I heard him say, I heard him when he was saying that as Jesus on his way to the cross, as he was on his way to Mount Calvary, he could have called God. And all he had to do was just say, I don't want to do this. All he had to say was, send me some angels down. And in the street words, they didn't say they took care of the business. But, you know, and as I listened to my brother give the sermon this morning, I had something drop in me. It says that he already had talked to God.
Yes, Lord.
And his health had already been dispatched. Now, how you say that, brother? How can you say his health had already been dispersed if he didn't call on it? Well, he said if I'd be lifted up, didn't he? He knew he was going to be lifted up. See, he knew he was going to be lifted up. And by him knowing he was going to be lifted all problems was going to be over there because he said something else.
Yes,
he said that, breath. He said, I have all power.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that he got lifted up. See, when I listen to my brother, I'm so glad that he didn't have to call on his daddy. I'm so glad that Jesus stood the test of time. I'm so glad that he did. Because see, if Jesus had called on God and he dispersed the same, Brother D wouldn't be here to tell it right now.
My God.
But he knew his help was on. See, brother, I tell you all the time, I'm with you. I'm here listening to the word. When you love God, you just get tied up and tangled up in God's word.
Yes,
I just talked to a brother. He called me. Brother called me this morning. And you know, you just turn over to God. That's all you can do.
Yes.
Brother called me this morning. He went into surgery here. A little over a year ago, they found cancer in him. They told me that they didn't tell me that the cancer came back on him. But yet, you tried every man-made medicine, but you won't try the medicine.
God bless.
I'm trying to make him understand that there's a medication that heals above all medication.
My God.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's the medication that we need.
Yes, sir.
Jesus the Christ. You feel what I'm saying, Rip?
Yes, sir.
His angels was already dispersed. The angels was already waiting on him. All he had to do was be lifted up. Those were the angels that we wanted. See, we couldn't steal it for the angels to come from heaven. He had to go through. Aren't you glad? I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, yes.
I was listening to Reverend Harry, and a song came to mind. I said, I wanted to Rev know that song. The song that came to mind that says, yes, God is real. Real is my son. Yes, God is real.
When you say real, Who you talking about, man? Who you talking about? I
like the second verse of it, though, Rev. Eric. You know, the second verse, it says that his love for me
mm-hmm.
just like pure gold.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It's real.
Yes, God is real.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to
give us about
10 verses
of that song.
10 verses.
In
the
name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, Doc.
I may not know.
Yes.
There's some place.
Yes.
As I just can go.
Yes.
But I am
yes.
sure.
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh,
sure.
Just one thing.
God is real.
That God is real.
Yes, it is. Yes.
For I
yes.
can feel him in my soul. Yeah, God is real.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
He's real in my soul, my God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh,
his love
for me is just like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you feel when Jesus washed your sins away.
Yeah.
But since that day, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel his holy power. Yes, God is real. He's real in our soul. Our God is real, for he has washed and made us whole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, his love for us is just like pure gold. Our God is real, for he has washed and made us whole. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes,
yes, God is real.
Yes,
he is. He's real in my soul.
Yeah.
My God is real. Because he washed and
made me whole.
Because his
love
for me. If you want it, if you love it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Hallelujah. Mm. Just like Prigo.
Yeah.
That Prigo.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Yeah. A place where the streets are paved with the thing that is precious to us here. But up there, the streets are paved with it. In the name of Jesus. Transparency. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's pure.
His
love is pure.
Real
thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord,
praise
for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Well, he loves us so much. He really just won't let us get away. may get by for a little bit, but he just don't let you get away because he put you in remembrance of what he done for you.
Mm-hmm. What he done. He said that he'll bring all things to remembrance, isn't it?
Thank you, Father. Yeah, yeah.
Man, you
the emblem of suffering and saying, the world. Thank you, Jesus. But he said, I cling to it. Thank you, Lord. I cling to what you've done for me to be beaten beyond recognition. Hallelujah. To be beaten. Oh, that I can be justified. Be wounded. Hey, he was wounded so we could find strength. Hallelujah. Remind me of what your wife said to you. He did not promise.
God bless.
Sunshine for that rain. In the name of Jesus. But a knee. Let's pray. Mixed with God, sunshine. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's it.
The light in the darkness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every dark cloud he allows us to experience. It's only for a moment. You know, thank you. Though cancer return, but it can't remain if you return to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
No, Rev, I was listening to a song by Keith and Wonder Boy Johnson. He says, you ought to let go and let God have his way. And I find that a lot of us are fighting with God today, fighting a fight that you can't win. You truly ought to let go and let God have his way.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Really, she
That's
let go.
It, man.
And let God have his way.
Let God have his way.
Because he's so real.
I
just don't see how you can't trust in a man that can take fish and 5 little loaves of bread and feed over 5,000.
Yes,
not counting the women and children.
Not counting
them. How do you not trust in that? You think he did it with magic? How do you not? I heard Rev make mention. He said, how do you not trust in a man that could tell a man that's been lame for 38 years? I've read that scripture 1,001 times. And I've read nowhere where it says God laid hands on him. I didn't see him touch him. I read where he said he's been there 38 years, but he said pick up that bed and walk. How do you not trust in a man like that? How do you not trust in a man that all you have to do is stick out your hand and he made it whole again? I just don't see how you don't trust in a man like that. I guess that's why that song came to mind that says God is real. Because he's real.
God bless you, Paul.
I enjoyed the word this morning, Rev. I truly enjoyed the word. I was reading in my Bible what John told me. He said, Lord, I know you're with me. You say, through his disclaimer out there, he said, I know you're with me. I don't not trust in you. He said, but look here, Lord. He picked up a tweed off the ground. He said, but just to let me know that you're still with me. Now watch how he did that. He said, I know you're with me. But to let me know that you're still with me, he said, let the tweed move in my hand. What did he do for us? He allowed the tweed to move in his hand. How do you not trust in a man to put all this on record for you? How do you not trust in him? I know sometimes I can't speak I know sometimes these people think I've been lost my mind. I just be shouting and tears falling sometimes when I be listening to the word. I know they think, is this boy going crazy? I mean, what's wrong with him? I'm just crazy over the word of God. There's just no substitute for me, right? There's no substitute for me. Nothing takes the place of the word of the Lord. To hear ye the word of the Lord. I was just telling you all about a comment that says, Kel said, Ken, they're gone. He's calling me now. That's him calling my phone now. Real fast for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's for me and mine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to trust him until I die. And I'm going to die to live again. I'm going to die, Rip, to live again. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to live on. I'm going to live on. I'm going to lead a sinful world one day. But I'm going to live on. How you gonna do it, brother? See, how you gonna do it? How you gonna leave here and live on? I'm gonna live on up in glory. I'm gonna get a chance to see him face to face one day. But he has said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Ruler over a few. Come on up. Make you rule over many. God is so good to us. Words cannot describe how good God truly is to mankind. Just can't do it.
My.
I tell you this, Ram Eric, if I was a sinner, I wouldn't let another day go by.
God bless.
I wouldn't let another minute go by.
Oh, sir.
Without getting me a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know what you're missing out on. You really don't. When you out here in this world,
there you go.
Doing everything you're big enough to do, you just don't know what you're missing out on by not having a relationship with the Master.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think you got it going on, but you really just don't know. I look at my wife very nice. She'll lay there, and I know I've been around 35, almost 36 years with her. She'll lay there, she's crying. She's crying. She's crying because she lost her brother here last month.
God bless.
She's crying. See, when we know the Lord, we have to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know he makes no mistakes.
That's it.
This is why I try to stress. This is why Reverend Harry tried to stress. This is why Brother Eric is trying to stress to you. Don't let another day go by. Don't let another second go by without coming home. Be like the prodigal son. Come on back home. And talk to him. See, and the good thing about God, he won't turn his back on you. He'll take you back.
Hmm.
You know what I said, Remember? He'll take you back.
Yes, sir.
You've been out there being a no good for nothing trap. He'll take you back home. And then when he take you back, he said he'll blot out all your transgressions. Put the Bible says. So if you don't believe what Brother Eric says, you don't believe what Reverend Henry said, you don't believe what Brother D said, just believe in the word. So he'll blot them all out for you. Come on back home, sisters and brothers. Mm-hmm. While the blood is running warm in your veins. That's all the sermon's about. I don't care what Reverend Eric preach on. I don't care what he teach on, what he preach on. At the end of the day, the sermon is about coming on back home to the Father. That's all it's about.
That's it.
To show you the way home.
Ain't he good? So all I can say, my brother, he good.
I'm almost got to get out. I know I got to go. I just want you guys to know that if it be God's will, we'll try to be on later on, you know. And prayer, you know, that that God make his way and give peace wherever the word go forth this evening, you know. Because I really believe that we can't get enough of it, you know.
Amen.
Pray for one another. God will do his thing like he always does. Show up and show out. We know he'll deliver.
Yes,
we also know he'll promise keeper. So we just thank him for the time he has us at this moment, you know. You know, I just thank him for his Holy Spirit. I thank him for all the things he has done, man, because he had moved today because, you know, he know how to move it, you know. All we got to just be willing to follow his lead. So thank him for the Holy Spirit. Thank him for the comments and thank him for the prayers. Thank him for Brother Deez, Reverend Henry, Sister Martha, Martha, and the ones that came. I just want to listen. I just want to reason with him. But we know that one day man would have to stand before God. It won't be because we ain't trying our best to show you his reality, because we really believe it's real. They can talk about it all they want to, but once you have a relationship with him, you know he's real. So thank him for the ups and thank him for the downs. Just thank God for he ain't left it to ourselves. Nah, I mean, that's all I have, unless anybody else having a night.
Beautiful. That's it. Amen.
Precious Heavenly Father, we come to you, and we come to you the most humblest manner we know how. Lord, we come, Father God, because we know you, the Lord of hosts. We know you already been in the presence, still in the presence. So, Lord, we just ask you right now, Father God, if there's anything anything we're presented within your will, Lord, we ask you to go forth and touch the receiving end of that and let them know that, Father God, that you are in control of this whole matter. So we pray for everyone to have a receptive spirit. Thank you for the teach, preach word. Thank you for the ones that came out to listen. Thank you for the ones who participate in it with comments or encouraging words, Lord. Thank you for the ministry as a whole. We ask you, Father God, to cover the evening later on, Lord. We ask you, Father God, give strength wherever how you want the ministry to speak to someone's heart later on. Father God, to prepare the people's heart that they can be for prepared people, Lord. Bless it and anoint it and touch it from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Let your word roll, Lord. Let your word go forward, Lord. And Lord, keep giving strength to all of us, Lord. Help us spiritually, Lord. Help us physically, Lord. Help us even our finances, Lord. Just keep us, Father God, that we keep you. And now these dangerous highways and byways, Lord, cover us, Lord.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Thank you.
child, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from